Hello and welcome back to Transformational Journaling. Week 7, Healing Journaling Continued. And week 7, lesson 2 is writing letters as a form of journaling. So in this lesson, you'll discover what writing letters as a form of journaling is, how writing letters as a form of journaling works, the benefits of writing letters as journaling, and who we can write our letters to and why. So I know what you're thinking. Writing a letter, how is that a form of journaling? Well, the journaling exercise of writing letters to the people in your life or the people in your past is so powerful in a number of ways, and it's something I really recommend that everyone try. These letters can be written to express feelings to someone that you've never been able to express to them in person. They can be letters expressing how the things that they've done affected you. They can also be letters of forgiveness. They can be letters asking for forgiveness and letters confessing things that you've been carrying guilt around for that you would like forgiveness for. They can be letters expressing how you wish things would change, or they can be letters really about anything that you would like to get off your chest and express to someone in your life or someone in your past. The act of writing these letters has so many benefits. It can provide closure in a situation. Like other forms of journaling, it can help you achieve clarity and calm around a situation. It can also boost your confidence to actually communicate some of these needs and feelings in a more direct way. Now, the magic here is that you don't actually have to give them the letter. It's all about getting out the thoughts and the feelings. It's about processing the emotions. The beauty is that sometimes just that process of getting that energy out there is received by the letter's recipient without them even reading the letter. The energy of that communication is put out into the universe and is often received without you even having to go through with giving them the letter. You may notice changes in the relationship after writing the letter without having done anything with it. You may receive a phone call from that person saying that they were thinking about you and want to talk. It's pretty amazing the stuff that can happen as a result of this exercise. A couple of years ago, for example, I wrote a letter to my husband, and I actually had intentions of giving it to him at the time that I wrote it. And there were things that I just needed to express and changes that I wanted to take place in a relationship, both on his part and mine. Well, I never did give him that letter. Why? Because after I finished writing it, things started to change. He started to change. It was the freakiest damn thing because you would swear he'd read the letter, but I'm 100% certain that he did not. So that letter never made it into his hands. It didn't need to. You are, of course, welcome to actually give the letter to the recipient if you feel that's what you'd like to do. But this makes a beautiful journaling exercise just done for yourself in the privacy of your journal. And you can take it a step further by when you're done writing the letter, you can burn it or you can rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it out as a way of, you know, giving that closure and releasing it and moving on. So who do you write these letters to? Well, you can write these letters to anyone, your mother, your father, a sibling, an ex-partner, your current partner, an old friend, your children, really absolutely anyone at all. You can write a letter to someone who has passed away to express everything that you wish you'd communicated to them while they were still alive. You can write a thank you letter to someone in your past or your present who's impacted your life in a meaningful way. That could be a public figure or a family member or friend. You can write a love letter to someone from your past or your present. Heck, you can write a love letter to yourself. You can write a letter to your future self or your past self. Or you can write a letter to no one in particular, just telling them all the things that you've accomplished in your life and all the things that you've struggled through and all the ways that it's changed you. Really, the options are endless. They're as endless as your imagination. And if those suggestions weren't inspiration enough, here are some prompts to help get you started. Dear blank, It weighs on me that I never told you. Dear blank, it hurts me that you. Dear blank, I've been wanting to talk to you about. Dear past self, I want you to know that. You did it. You made it through this last lesson in week 7. And I would love to know, what's your biggest takeaway from this writing letters as journaling exercise? And next week is integration week. So next week is a week off from our lessons, but that doesn't mean it's a week off from your journaling. So I'd love you to take this time to do any catching up that you feel like you need to do, or, you know, diving into some prompts that you wanted to journal on further. And of course, you could just take this time to take a little time off from your deeper journaling and just do your daily gratitude or reflection journaling or whatever it is you want to do as your foundational journaling, and just, you know, spend a week just only journaling for maybe 5-10 minutes a day and see how that feels. But I can't wait to catch up with you again in week 9. And of course, feel free to share your experiences in the group. We'll see you in week 9's lessons.